Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio as he is at this time each Friday is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to have this week's show, but before we can do that, let's go over our challenge from last time. Start with the phrase, least likely. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a type of movie that debuted in 1927, and something that might have been noticeable in that type of movie for the first time. What are the words?
Well, the type of movie you are talking about is a talkie.
Right.
And the thing that would have probably been more noticeable is a yell.
That's right, although just to satisfy the original challenge, it was talkies.
You're so picky. All right, Ian. On May 5th, 1904, Boston Americans pitcher Cy Young threw a perfect game against the Philadelphia Athletics. During the 1 hour and 23-minute game, exactly right.
No commercials, no stepping out, no replay.
And they didn't even have the dumb automatic intentional walk rule yet.
Yeah.
Young retired all 27 batters he faced without giving up any hits, walks, or doing anything else that would put a player on base. It was the third ever perfect game in baseball history and the first under the game's modern rules. Young's perfect game was part of his streak of pitching 45 scoreless innings, which at the time set a record. To honor Cy Young's perfect performance, this week our questions are about other perfect things. What Romanian gymnast, ranked number 8 in a 2012 ESPN list of the 40 greatest female athletes, received the first perfect 10 awarded at the Olympics, one of 7 perfect 10 she would receive at the 1976 Olympic Games in Montreal?
I sure hope it's Nadia Comăneci.
It is. Very good. She received over her Olympic career a total of 9 medals, and she is credited with being the first gymnast to do what is called a double twist dismount. Subtitled A True Story of Men Against the Sea, what 1997 Sebastian Younger book recounts the story of the crew of the Andrea Gale, a fishing boat from Gloucester, Massachusetts, who find themselves in the midst of severe weather during a sword fishing expedition?
The Perfect Storm.
It is correct. And the perfect storm in the title happened in 1991. It was a storm that absorbed Hurricane Grace. It then weakened, and then it re-intensified into a hurricane, and they didn't want to confuse the new hurricane with Hurricane Grace, so it's often called the no-name storm.
Huh.
The Bellas, the Treble Makers, the High Notes, and the BU Harmonics are 4 a cappella groups at Barden University. In what 2012 film starring Anna Kendrick, Skylar Astin, and Rebel Wilson?
Pitch Perfect.
Yes, which is a fantastic movie.
And featuring Pittsfield native Elizabeth Banks.
Which is the subject of the bonus fact.
I should wait.
Yes, the aforementioned Elizabeth Banks plays a competition judge in the films, and she was a producer on all 3 Pitch Perfect films. There's a third one coming out, and she also directed Pitch Perfect 2. The ABC sitcom Perfect Strangers aired between 1986 and 1993 and starred Mark Lynn Baker as Larry, an aspiring photographer, and Bronson Pinchot as Balky, Larry's cousin from a Mediterranean island called Mipos. The show also featured characters Harriet and Carl Winslow, who would spin off into what other ABC sitcom, perhaps most well known for its character Steve Urkel?
Family Matters.
That is correct. And finally, what 3 words begin the phrase that contains arguably the most prominent use of the words a more perfect union?
We the people.
Because it is from where?
The preamble?
Yes, the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Very good. And I apologize to everybody out there who is now singing the Schoolhouse Rock song. Well, Ian earned a perfect 5. That's a thing, right? What's the name of your fictional a cappella group? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for some extra credit. Or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase perfect score. Rearrange the letters to spell a 5-letter word and a 7-letter word that can each follow show of to make a common phrase. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge and we'll be back at this same time next week.
Sounds perfect to me.